Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
A koe nyosi si homale yani e onanyoe.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Blik Bassi is from Cameroon and is based in France, but his music has definite American roots. You can hear the echo of the Delta blues in many of his songs, even the ones that he sings in his native language of Bassa. You can also hear the unusual combination of banjo, cello, and trombone with some occasional electronic effects. Blik Bassi's album is called Ako, and he and his trio are here to play some of those songs for us today, beginning with this one called Wap de Wap. That is Blik Bassi live here in our Soundcheck studio singing and playing the banjo with Clément Petit playing the cello. That was the instrument that sounded like a bass there. And Johan Blanc playing the trombone. He's also got a keyboard handy, which you'll be hearing in a bit. Blik, to you and the trio, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much.
So that song is called Wap de Wap.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything? Do those words? Is that just nonsense, or does it?
It's a thing. It's just musical words, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. To add something about the history of the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the story of this song?
The story is about, you know, young people actually in Cameroon are leaving villages because everyone want to be in the city. And after, when they reach in the city, they want to go, you know, in Europe, in Western countries. And I'm trying just to warn that we have to keep our villages, we have to keep our tradition, we have to keep our cultures, because we are coming from that. And it's really important to know. And I really think that, you know, the problem actually is that everyone thinks that being happy today is only in the city. Right. And I don't believe in that, you know.
So you live in France, right?
Yes.
Do you live in Paris?
No, I'm living in the south of France, but in the small village called Saint-Aubin-de-Bran. Is, you know, something like 20-25 minutes from Bordeaux. But it's a really small village, and I think I'm the only black guy living in this village.
So for you, it's important to be in a kind of a small town where you know everybody. And
Yeah, but also because I need the link with the arts, you know.
I'm with coming the earth, from, yeah.
Yes, I grew up in Cameroon, and I was between Yaoundé, the city, and the village from my grandfather. So I really feel like being just a countryman, you know.
Yeah. So do you live on a farm? Do you actually grow things in the earth?
Yes, I started, you know, to grow small things, but I have some project.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing a lot of touring, I know.
Yeah.
And now you play the guitar.
Yes.
But this is a six-string banjo.
Yes.
Is it tuned like a guitar?
Yes, absolutely, like guitar, yeah.
Okay.
But I was looking for the banjo sounds, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the banjo sound attracted you? Why did you want that sound?
Yes, I like, you know, it sounded like metal sounds. It's something really metal, you know.
Metallic?
Yes, yeah. But also when people were playing guitar during 1920, you know, it was really, really middle with, you know, and it was, I really love it. And the banjo, I think, really sound like this, like really old guitar.
Right.
And yes,
right.
When I was writing this album, my co-album, I was looking for something sounding like this, and the banjo for me was the instrument, yeah.
So you wanted that old 1920s guitar sound. The sound that we hear in old blues recordings.
Yes, that's what I was looking for, because this album was inspired me by Skip James, and I was looking for Skip James guitar, but it wasn't possible to get it. So I finally chose the banjo, you know.
Yeah. How did you get to know Skip James's music?
My father was playing some Skip James song when I was in Cameroon, and he was also playing some Nat King Cole music, Marvin Gaye, and I grew up with all those music. But when I was a kid, I was just listening. It was beautiful music. And after that, when I became a musician, it was sounding completely different. After something like 15 years, when I listened to Skip James again, he was sounding like a guy coming from my country. And yeah. I was asking myself in one of his songs, like, if he was singing in English, because he was sounding like, you know, bluesman in my villages, you know. And yes, so I stopped again to him, because the first time I was kid, so it was just my father's music.
Right.
It wasn't something for me. And after that, I stopped again, because it was just amazing for me. And for me, this was blues, and he's amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And he had a very long career, although,
yes,
you know, for much of the 20th century, people didn't even know he was still alive.
Yes,
and you know the story.
Yeah, I know.
Because in the 1960s, they went looking for, you know, some history of this guy. And it turns out he was still alive.
Yes, absolutely. Because he sometimes stopped, you know, as I think it was really hard for him. So sometimes he stopped doing music working, you know, in some other jobs, and after came back to music. Yeah.
Yeah. We're speaking with Blik Basi. He and his trio are here playing some songs from the album called Akko, inspired by the music of Skip James. And they are playing tonight at the David Rubenstein Atrium at Lincoln Center at 8 p.m. Right now, playing for us here in the studio. Now, this next song, you sing in, at least in part, or maybe all of it, in English, right?
No, just a couple of words.
Just a couple of words, yeah. So it is in part.
Yeah.
Tell Me is the name of it. And
yes.
Shall we hear it?
Yes.
All right. Blik Basi and his trio live on Soundcheck.
calme vivir le pabana. Please tell me who can be little pay in and by. Oh, sorry, get up and know, get it say, some baby, I know.
That's really lovely. That's Blik Basi playing the six-string banjo and singing. Clément Petit playing the cello, which he started out by playing with a percussion mallet, then pizzicato, and then finally the bow towards the end of the song. Johann Blanc put down the trombone and instead picked up a small keyboard, and that song is called Tell Me. You'll find it on Blik Basi's album called Akko, which came out in 2015. He and the trio doing, this is, Blick, this is your first headlining tour here in the U.S., right?
Yeah, so with this project, I was here something like 6 years. I was on tour in the U.S. with my first solo album, but with Akko, this is my first tour here.
Yeah. Now, that song, Tell Me, is in a couple of languages. Yeah. Growing up, Cameroon is a multilingual country, isn't it?
Yes, we have two official languages, French and English. I'm coming from the French part, and beside, we have 270 different languages. And I'm singing in Bassa, one of the main languages, but also I'm doing this exclusively because I really want to warn people, politics in my country, maybe to start teaching some of most important languages, because if not, I'm sure that next 30 years, most of them gonna disappear.
Yeah. And when a language disappears, there's a culture that disappears with it.
Absolutely. For example, my grandfather is just speak Bassa. So, you know, if I was speaking just English or French, it wasn't possible for me to speak to my grandfather. Mm. That's a really, really issue. So it's really important to keep the link with... Right. Our tradition, with our roots, and that's why I'm. And we really know that beside the languages, also, you know, in music, every language is bringing something new. If you take the melodies, the same melody sing in Bassa and in French or in English, gonna really sounds completely different.
Yeah, which is why it's interesting. Whenever anthropologists, you know, you read these stories in the newspaper, they find somebody who's the last speaker of their language, yeah, you know, in a remote part of India or yeah, whatever. What's the first thing they do? They stick a microphone in front of that person and get them to sing every song they know.
Yes, sure.
Because that culture, it's coded. It's encoded in the language.
Exactly. That's why it's really important. And my, I think this is my main mission, you know. I really want to keep to warn people there that is really important. But also because the new generation, a lot of people don't really looks like or don't really want to be with those languages, because today is really sounds sexy to just speak English or
right,
Spanish.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So the new generation don't really want it. So I think I have a lot of a really big job, you know.
Yeah. So do you go back to Cameroon a lot? Do you tour through the small towns and villages?
Yes, every year. And really need to go back to the roots, to go back to the family, go back to the village, and because really important for me to really keep the link. But it is also what really helped me, you know, to be creative and but also to see the reality there, because sometimes when you live in Paris touring every day, you are being received in a really nice place, good hotel and place, everything cool, really looks great, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
when you back to your quarter, you know, when you back where you grew up and see how it's still really tough today, you know, it's really important because it really bring you down, and it's really important to never forget that, you know.
Well, you were saying before, you know, you feel it's important to be sort of close to the earth. We have the expression in English that you're grounded.
Yes.
You know, and it sounds like that's what you're talking
Absolutely.
About. You want to be grounded in the reality.
Yeah,
of,
like a tree. You know?
Yeah, yeah. This trio is very unusual, and all over the record, it's, you know, banjo or guitar mm-hmm. with cello and trombone. Mm-hmm. Is that just because they were friends of yours, or how did that... How did that happen?
No, I was looking, when I started recording the album, I was looking for some... My first idea was really to have main information, that was my voice, and then add this information with some instrument I really love, like cello. And I was lucky to find a guy who was playing cello like no one, you know. And also we started looking for a trombone, because the trombone is really important, because it's really... Remind me, when I was young in Cameroon, in the small village, we have the only event was when the train was coming.
Uh-huh.
And everyone in the villages, there were some people who was really dressed good to go, just, you know, in the station waiting.
Just maybe, waiting for the train.
Because maybe they will see someone they know.
Yeah.
Maybe they will receive someone, because there were no phones. you know. And when we were kids, we were selling some stuff to the traveler passengers. Mm-hmm. And so the scene was really, really beautiful because there were some people who came to say goodbye to the family. Some others came to receive family and some others just to wait. Maybe they will have someone who will come, you know, because there were no phone. So the station was a wonderful scene, and it was really important. And the trombone really sound like before the train was saying that, okay, guys, are you ready? I'm coming to the town. Yeah.
So the trombone reminds you of the train whistle.
Yeah. Beautiful, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, the song you're going to play for us next is called JM. Yeah. What does that mean?
JM is an old man in the village asking that who gonna help me tomorrow when I will be a blind, maybe just to go behind my houses. Who tomorrow when I will want to just give, you know, some history of my childhood. Who will be there as mm-hmm. now every young people as moving?
Yeah. All right, well, let's hear the song from Blik Basi. JM is the name of it. You'll find a version of it on the album Akko. Once again, he and the trio performing tonight at the David Rubenstein Atrium at Lincoln Center. Here they are performing for us on Soundcheck.
Jayembe aralem lenikim ekwem sange asang yani Jayembe aralem lenikim embong kwem asang yani Jayembe
That's a poignant song. It's called Njayem, sung by Blik Basi, with Clement Petit on cello and Yohan Blanc on trombone. And Blik, in addition to singing, what was the little whistle, the little instrument that you were playing there?
It's just a kind of box, you know, and I just really love just to use everything I see, but because I really think that we can use everything as instrument, you know. We have it with a bottle, with this small box really sounds like, you know, some birds in my village, and we really can use everything, and that's what I'm trying to do sometimes.
So it's like when we were kids, you know, we'd have these small boxes of raisins, and you'd dump the raisins out, you blow into the box, and it makes a noise.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow. Except when we did, it didn't sound musical like you did. And then while everybody here has effects pedals, just like electric guitarists, the effect on your voice towards the end of the song was not coming from a pedal. It was you singing through a kind of hourglass-shaped piece of wood.
Yeah.
What is that?
This is, you know, a friend of mine who made this, and he gave it to me for my iPhone. He wanted me to put my iPhone inside and, you know, just to amplify other songs. And I was watching and said, hey, I can use this for my voice. So I use it for my voice.
So it's almost like a speaker.
Exactly.
Like they had on, on old Victrola records in the early 20th century.
Yes.
Wow, that's funny. Not surprising, because there are all kinds of unusual sounds all over the record, which is called Akko by Blik Basi and his trio. Again, playing tonight at the David Rubenstein Atrium at Lincoln Center. And playing for us here today. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in and playing for
us. Thanks. Thanks so much for inviting us. Thanks.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check out soundcheck.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who also engineered this session. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. I call.